How to document sick in a text. If you want to quote something that has a grammatical error in your writing, you can use sick to denote the mistake. To document the error, place sick within brackets or parentheses just after the error. Some publications allow sick to be written in italics as well. However, especially as an ESL student, be absolutely sure the mistake you're pointing out is a mistake. Differences in regional spelling, as in British versus American, are not cause to mark something with sick. Even if you're sure something is a mistake, take the time to check it again. Also, take the time to consider that you're pointing out someone else's error when you use sick, and some, including the writer, may view it as impolite. Even the Chicago Style Manual recommends using brackets to edit a mistake instead of using sick. Here's an example. I didn't know he made deposit at the bank. In the second version, it's corrected. I didn't know he made deposits at the bank. Either way, if you don't correct a quote or use sick, your readers may think it was you who made the error. Ultimately, it will be up to you, or your editor, to use good grammatical judgment on how you want to deal with quoting someone else's mistake. But if you choose sick, you're in good company, as seen from the examples on your screen. Now that you're well-versed on the question, what does sick mean, do you have an opinion on using sick in an article or research paper? Leave a comment below. And if you're interested in learning other English topics and talking to learners like yourself, our Starters offer features interactive exercises with unlimited automatic feedback. You'll have access to our Magoosh English Speaking Slack group, where you can get peer-to-peer feedback from students and talk about other grammar topics. It's the best way to take your learning to the next level. As always, for all things English grammar, pronunciation, and job-related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.